This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Check out that 50th anniversary gear in the Rock Shop. I mean, you know what's coming. You're going to have to buy stuff for people. And how about this limited edition gear? Celebrating our 50th.
I'm a big fan of that zip up because it's not too thick. It's like the perfect fabric.
Yeah, it's a great it's great for spring and fall. It really, really is.
Enjoy some perfect fabric.
You like that perfect fabric, don't you? Yeah, we've got beanies, we've got trucker caps, short sleeve tees, and of course, the perfect fabriced light zip hoodie.
That's right.
Celebrate KISW's 50th anniversary. Do it with us. Go to the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to be B-Migs. And it's time to pump it up for Monday.
Kraken helped us get pumped up.
Yeah, pumped up if you're a hockey fan. If you're a football fan, maybe there was another game that was cool. I don't know.
Well, yeah, if you're a Cardinals fan, it was cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if there's
if
any out here.
Colt McCoy fan. Boy, oh, yeah. Boy, are you living
boy,
the good life
oh,
right
boy.
Now.
I'll tell you who's really happy is their kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he pretty much said, look, I would like to give the Seahawks a chance.
Oh,
so
you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, we don't need to worry about that. We got a game right here to play. Let's get Jeff and Puyallup up on the line. Jeff, are you there?
Yay, Monday.
Whoa.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yay, Monday. I
Yay,
agree.
Monday.
Yay.
I don't know many people are going to be saying that, but, you know, go do you.
Oh, you know, go, Jeff. Jeff does what he wants.
For those playing at home,
Thank
Jeff
you.
Will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
On a standard computer keyboard, what letter is to the right of the letter K?
L.
Yes. Taekwondo was developed in what country?
Thailand.
No.
China.
No.
Korea.
Yes. Famous baseball player Babe Ruth passed away in what decade?
40s.
40s, yes. What car manufacturer makes the Forester?
Ford.
No.
Subaru.
Yes. Scarlett Johansson plays which superhero in the Marvel movies?
Poison Ivy. Black Widow.
No, yes. How many ounces are in a venti Starbucks cup?
24.
No.
16.
No.
20.
Yes. Which Pixar movie had Miguel and Hector traveling through the land of the dead?
Oh, Story of Our Life?
No.
The Book of Life?
No.
Pass.
The Ghirardelli Chocolate Company was founded in which California?
San Francisco.
Yes. Who played Fester in the live-action Addams Family movie?
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. One, nice. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
There we go. Right. I forgot that he played Uncle Fester.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That was the one I grew up on. I mean, I remember the old school show, but that was the one that influenced my youth.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Steve's back.
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. On a standard computer keyboard, what letters to the right of the letter K?
L?
Yes.
What?
Taekwondo was developed in what country?
I'm going to go Tokyo, Japan.
No.
Oh. United States of America.
No.
Canada.
No. Famous baseball player Babe Ruth passed.
China?
No.
Oh.
Famous baseball player Babe Ruth passed away in what decade?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. What car manufacturer makes the Forester?
Ford.
No.
Oh. Toyota?
No. Whoa.
I don't even know. Forester.
Nissan. No.
Dodge.
No.
Damn it.
Scarlett Johansson plays which superhero in the Marvel movies?
Wonder Woman.
No.
Captain Marvel.
No.
Willow.
No. Willow?
Wow.
How many ounces are in a venti Starbucks cup?
20.
Yes. Which Pixar movie had Miguel and Hector traveling through the land of the dead?
Pass.
No, wow. The Ghirardelli Chocolate Company was founded in which California city?
San Francisco.
Yes. Who played Fester in the live-action Addams Family movie?
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steve, you're like the Seahawks. You lose. 8-5.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, Monday.
Good job, Jeff. I knew you were happy for a reason. That's cool. What a great guy.
Just couldn't make it happen in the red zone today.
No, nope, could not.
You know, could not do it. But you know what? You do get this.
I'm a loser. The Beatles. And I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
No, not at all. So all those times he's like, oh, I'm the champ. He's not.
The ones that you did not get that Jeff got correct. Taekwondo was developed in Korea.
Come on.
Subaru makes the Forester.
Yeah, Subaru.
Yeah. You know, I never think of Subarus.
And they're everywhere.
With all due respect to all the Subaru drivers out there. It's not that I see you. You exist.
Yeah, they're everywhere, especially here, man.
Especially the Outback.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With the dog cage in the back.
I feel like it's like 2 degrees to Subaru Outback. You know, everyone knows somebody who has a Subaru Outback.
Absolutely. Scarlett Johansson plays Black Widow in the Marvel movies.
Second time you have not got that, and we shamed the hell out of you the first time, thought maybe you'd
this
remember.
This is so much fun. This is a question I can just keep in the bank and just keep throwing it out there.
I mean,
I like that it bothers BJ this much, too.
It does, because she even... She's got her own movie. You can watch it free on Disney Plus right now.
It's a good movie, too.
Yeah. Kathy and I just watched it over the weekend.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, she really liked it. She liked it a lot, as a matter of fact. So,
speaking of frustration, when you did not get this one, Vicky just threw up her arms in disgust. The Pixar movie that had Miguel and Hector traveling through the Land of the Dead.
Oh, crap. I think I just saw it, too.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Huh?
Coco.
Yes.
Yeah, Coco.
Oh, yeah, I don't
good
know that movie.
Good movie, too.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Vicky.
I finally saw it, though. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think I did. I just like the picture.
Wow. I think I did.
I got to make sure I saw it.
Are you sure it's not Coco Melon that you saw?
No, it's Coco. Coco is very fun. Yeah, I agree.
The music, the visuals. It's a fantastic movie.
Highly recommended.
Wait, really?
If only you remembered the name.
Yeah. Or the movie. What I mean, he has to look at it to see if he even knows he liked it.
Well, we got a new thing that we're watching a lot nowadays.
Oh, what's the? Oh, well, with the kid, this is a kid thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she loves. We just ended up on YouTube one time on our television, and like it suggested like funny dog videos and puppy videos. It's like 30 minutes of just dogs, and you know they just grab video footage that they find online and make a 30-minute reel of it. She'll just sit there and comment on it the entire time and laugh. Aww. She loves it more than cartoons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got a dog in the puppy bath. And it's like, that's all she does. And we could set it and forget it. Like, she'll just sit on the couch and just, like, find great humor in watching dogs.
Wow. Well, that's on you. That's something I never thought of, throwing the animals. Well, I don't know if we had those kind of things available in the Barney days.
Yeah. I mean, it's way more fun than watching Cocomelon, I'll tell you that much. I can watch puppies on Roombas and in the bath and on the bicycle any day of the week.
And I think you had closest to, at least when I was a kid or when BJ's kids were, was America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
That's as close as you got.
It's kind of got that vibe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never watched those with the kids because someone was always getting hit in the groin, so I wasn't sure if that was the right thing to show them.
Well, in these videos, no one's getting hit in the groin.
Yeah, okay, so the dogs are, you know, no dogs have been harmed in this. Perfect. All right, well, who got hit in the groin? Yeah, if you're a Seahawks fan, you did. Yeah, multiple times yesterday. Yeah, the Hawks lost again. This time against the Arizona Cardinals with a kicker that was horrible against a backup quarterback. And it doesn't matter. We lost anyway. We'll recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. We'll see if Mitch is still positive. See if he's got anything good to say.
Yeah.
Mitch Levy joins us at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, it's always great to have our next guest on. Now, usually we talk about the Seahawks with him because he's the host of Mitch Unfiltered, but I feel like let's talk Kraken instead today. Please welcome to the show, Mitch Levy.
You know, Mitch Unfiltered is not Seahawks Unfiltered. Mitch Unfiltered is sports, is non-sports, is life. So I don't want any of your people to get the wrong idea that when we live in Loserville, as we like to call it, which is exactly... I went to my first Kraken game the other day, BJ. Friday night. Have you been to a Kraken game, BJ?
I have not seen one live yet, so you did that before I did.
Dude, yeah, I saw the picture of you with the jersey on. You had Mitchie the kid on the back, and I was like all pumped for you. And then I remember at the end of that game, I was in bed watching it, and I was like, not to make it weird that I'm thinking of you while I'm in bed, but I was thinking of you, and all I thought was, man, he got to go to a really crappy game. I hope he still had fun, though.
I was at a game, and I don't know much. Look, I don't know much about hockey, but I was at a game. First of all, let me say a few things. For the Climate Pledge Arena, I think a lot of credit. I'm sure you guys have talked about it with Migsy. A lot of credit. I am not, by the way, I am not a proponent of the NBA in that arena. As much as that arena is gorgeous, I've been for a long time kind of a Soto guy. I want to see the NBA get its own arena. The NBA team that comes to Seattle hopefully has an expansion team in a couple of years. So, but that, all that being said, that place is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I wish everybody all the best. Congratulations to the Leiwickies and to the Bondermans and to the Bruckheimers and all the people that made that arena possible. It is spectacular. It really is a gorgeous place to go watch. And it'll be a gorgeous place to go watch an NBA team as well if an NBA team decides to play there, right?
If it happens, Mitch, I don't know of any NBA sharing hockey city that has two separate arenas, one for basketball and
Arizona.
Arizona doesn't play in the same joint?
No, I don't believe it.
There's a few of them, and it's becoming more and more prevalent.
I didn't realize that.
The Clippers, Steve Ballmer is getting ready to move out of I was going to call it the Staples Center, but it's now the crypto.com arena.
Right.
They're getting ready to move out of the question for the NBA, and this is not even a whole nother segment. This is a whole nother show for BJ and Migsy. But the question is, will an NBA owner who forks over $3 to $3.5 billion for an expansion team, is he going to want to go into a sharing situation? Take that NBA team into a sharing situation with somebody else, whether it be the Kraken or, you know, whatever it is. So that's going to be the question, but that's for another day. They did BJ, you got to go. They did a phenomenal job with that place. It's really spectacular.
Isn't it a trip to walk in expecting to be in the Key Arena because of the roof? But when you walk in, you're like, this is a whole different place.
It's funny. It's incredibly, different. They were down. They were literally down the night that I went Friday night, BJ. They were down 7-0 before you could finish your first beer, $25 beer. They were down 7-0.
It was the worst game of the season.
Yeah, it really was
terrible. I mean, and I don't know, but I was just thrilled. It's funny because I looked around me. The place was full. Everybody was excited. They were down 7-0. It was like a kill amongst kills, and yet you could just sense that everybody there was like, we've got a hockey team. So now my question for you is, how long does that honeymoon last to where in 7-0 games I'm looking around and people are going, screw you, let's get out of here, I'm not paying the ticket. I mean, how long does that honeymoon last?
I feel like you at least got a season of that. It was insane, though, because they score a goal and the place erupted like as if they just tied the game. And even the players said that. Oh, sorry.
You weren't there. You were in bed. That's right.
No, but I was watching it. I heard even the players say a big part of why they played so hard in the next game was that they didn't want to let the fans down again. They just appreciated how much they were still there with them until the final buzzer in a game where they lost like 7-3.
Well, to give your audience the analogy, for lack of a better word, as an analogy, it was 7-0. So it was like the Seahawks were down 49-0, right? That's probably the analogy. 7-0 is probably 50-0. Now think about a football team that's down 50-0 that in the final quarter or the final few minutes of the game scores a couple of touchdowns to make it 50. First of all, there's nobody there left to even watch it. Second of all, there's no tangible reaction in a football game when your team is down 50-0 and they score a couple of late touchdowns. When the Kraken scored those three goals, I swear to you, when they scored those three goals late in the game, it was like they were getting killed. You would have thought that they were coming back to win. The people were still there. They're partying. They're high-fiving. Beers going up. It was like a party when they scored the three goals being down 7-0. So it was great. But I have a question for Migs. BJ, you might know a lot more about hockey than I don't know.
Steve's
hockey.
The guy. Steve's your boy for hockey.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I hate to ask you, Migsy, questions that you don't know, but I grew up in Florida before in the 70s when we didn't even know what hockey was. We didn't know what ice was in Florida. So I'm relatively new to the game. I've been to other NHL games in Boston and in Buffalo and what have you, but here are my two questions. I have two questions. First of all, on the icing. On the icing deal. Okay. I know that you can't beat the puck across the blue line, right? If you're on offense, you can't cherry pick in basketball where you stand on the other side of the court, get a rebound, and they throw it down to you. You can't be down there, right?
Right. No, the puck has to go over first.
In hockey. That's
ice. And that's offsides when it doesn't do it that way, right, Steve?
You're right.
Okay. So you can't beat the puck into the blue. So let's assume your team is on the attack in the other team zone around their net. You've got your guys in there. And then the other team clears the puck. Okay? They clear it back across the blue line. And I'm hearing myself back. Hold on a second. Do I need to mute myself?
Yeah, you sound fine on our end.
You sound great. Okay. I mean, well, as great as you normally do, you know.
Now you've got all your guys. When the other team clears the puck back across the blue, and you still have all your offensive players around the net, are you now offsides? You're not offsides. They don't stop action, or do you? How does that work? Do you have to now leave real quickly? Everybody's got to go leave and then come back. How does that work?
If they clear it and it goes back outside of the offensive zone, then you have to come. You have to go back out, and then the puck has to come back in first.
Okay, so everybody, you can't. So if it gets clear just outside the blue line, the guy who the Kraken guy who now has the puck. Mm-hmm. Just outside the blue line. He has to hold it
and
stay there until everybody comes back outside the blue line before you can go back in.
You'll see them kind of work the puck, pass it to some other guys until everything gets reset, and then they go back in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I got it.
Okay, there's some, like, there's other little nuances. It gets it, we'll get into the weeds on that, like, where certain times it pops back in, it's still not offsides, but it's very rare.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So this is all really nice and everything as we avoid the gigantic elephant in the room. You know, thank you for the nuances and all the fun you had. That's wonderful.
Right. What did you eat at Climate Pledge? That's what BJ wants to know.
Yeah. That's episode 167 dropped. And sure, I bet you talked about your experience, you know, after your first Kraken game. But I feel like there was another topic of conversation too about yesterday's just abysmal football game played at at Lumen Field.
I don't know really what to say. That game was probably in the Pete era, in the Pete Carroll era, the Russell Wilson era, call it what you want. You can go back and circle about three or four losses that really had you shaking your head, but this one was not only a head shaker, but it was one that prompts a lot of questions as to was it more than just a loss, BJ, yesterday? Did it feel like almost an end of an era loss?
And two things stand out, Mitch, for me.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett's press conference, or at least his conversation, on Fox 13 with Ian Furness. That and also Pete Carroll storming off of his press conference, then taking a shower and coming back. Which, by the way, Pete's a good dresser. I'll give him credit for that. I might want to ask him where he shops.
I never thought the coaches took showers after the games. That's kind of, I don't know why. That's
really,
That's
so
think about that.
Two things had me believe that, Mitch, because Tyler, most of the press conferences were just like the players always go, got to get better. It's on me. You know, we got to execute better. Got to take it one day. But Tyler Lockett, who I love Tyler Lockett because I think he's authentic when he gives an interview. Positive, authentic. He said some powerful stuff yesterday.
We'll
talk about that after, of course, you basically expound upon why you think it might be an end of an era, because I felt the same way you did. I thought, you know what, we are coming to the end of something. There's going to be some changes in the next year to 2 years. Big people that we've known and loved for a long time will not be on this team anymore.
Well, here's what I would say. It's dangerous to react like this on a Monday after the 10th game of the season, right? They're 3-7, and they're probably, done. There's a lot of season to be played, and we'll see what feelings are like and how it ends up at the end of the year. What I would say to you guys is this is somewhat of a unique situation in terms of ownership. I don't really know Jody Allen very well. I don't know Bert Cold very well, who was the right-hand man of Paul Allen and now the right-hand man of Jody Allen. I know that there's an incredible relationship between Jody and Pete Carroll. I know that Pete Carroll has a lot of autonomy and a lot of power, and I don't think this is the usual, New York Giants, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots situation, which may mean that we're not in for the change that we think. But I think if this were an ordinary, usual setup, ownership management setup, I believe that you'd be right.
God, I hope you're not right, because then we're looking at the Mariners. You know what I mean?
I just think that there would be a lot of owners that would go to Pete Carroll for as and you know, I want to be careful because we are talking about Pete. As long as we're going to talk about Pete, I'm not a huge Pete Carroll guy. I've never really been, but we have to identify and acknowledge the era of Seahawks, the best era of Seahawks football, what he has done here.
Oh yeah.
It deserves a lot of praise and a lot of backslapping and a lot of positive thoughts. So it's a little bit tricky, but I believe in a normal setup of an NFL ownership management, I think an owner would say to Pete at the end of the year, I think it's over. It's time to move on. It's time for you to do something else. It's time for us to do something else. We need to move in a different direction. I believe that the Pete Carroll era would be over in most situations. But I don't think this is most situations. I think Pete Carroll is going to call his own shot, and he's going to retire when he wants to retire. He's going to walk away when he wants to walk away. And I don't get any sense that Jody Allen or Burke Holt are going to force Pete Carroll out the door. So that's Pete Carroll. And I think once you start with Carroll, then Schneider is kind of attached at the hip with Carroll. And then you ask about the quarterback, the three guys, right?
Yeah.
Schneider, Pete Carroll, and Russell Wilson. Now you might say it's time to move on from Russell Wilson. Well, that's, as you guys know, that's easier said than done.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to just give away a franchise as bad as he's played the last 2 weeks, and he has been bad for probably a couple of reasons. You're not going to just give him away in the offseason. So you got two factors. Remember, there's two major factors in play with Russell Wilson's future in Seattle. Number one, he's got to agree to any trade. Okay, he's got to agree. If he doesn't agree, there is no trade. And he gave them four teams last time. Four. There's 32 teams, 31 others in the NFL. He gave them four. Now, he's probably going to give them, if we go down that route again, he'll probably give them a very small number of teams. Now, the Seahawks have to decide, can we do a deal with one of those four? A deal that brings back the proper compensation for this commodity. Russell Wilson is a commodity. And if they don't get it, if they don't get what they feel is right for Russell, they're not just going to give him away. So the idea on this Monday after their seventh loss, that there's definitely change coming. I would agree with you. There's a good chance that one of the big three or two of the big three will be gone. I also think you've got to allow for the possibility that a year from now, the three of us are talking about the same thing all over again, mm-hmm. with Schneider, with Carroll, and with Russell Wilson.
Except we have a miserable record and we have no draft picks to benefit from that
Correct.
Miserable record. I mean,
Correct.
this is a horrific season. Everything they've done. I mean, Jamal Adams, what a horrific mistake. I mean, really, a horrific mistake, which, again, this is why the big three irritate the hell out of me. They don't know what they want. They don't know if they want to be offensive-minded. They don't know if they want to be defensive-minded. And Russell Wilson is the kind of quarterback that it can't run around anymore or whatever scheme they're giving him. He's not the guy he was 10 years ago who made magic. He's just not. He gets sacked all the time, doesn't seem to run around anymore. And, yeah, I mean, he stinks throwing the ball, but, I mean, Mitch, like you said, there's a couple of reasons. I'm sure, obviously, the injury's one of them. He'll come back. He won't be that bad. But it doesn't matter because he's always getting killed anyway, and he's getting older. He's going to be – so for that guy to be pounded as much as he ages, no matter how good his regimen is – It is just, there's not a good future here. And we can't have the defense like we used to have because we're paying Russell all that money. And apparently we're never going to get an offensive line. And we don't seem to have the kind of blocking wide receivers and fullbacks like we used to have that made the running game a little better. I mean, I just don't think we have that kind of team that we had, you know, when we had, the so-called mediocre wide receivers that we had, you know, but they were great blockers.
Let's talk about why you don't have... You just made a comment that I'm going to take exception with.
Okay.
Which is, we don't have the great defense, we don't have the great blockers, because Russell Wilson, the quote was, Russell Wilson's making a lot of money. Which in part, in theory, is true. But you got to remember, let's remember the reason why we're in this... The biggest reason... We're in this situation for a bunch of reasons. Let's remember the biggest reason why we're in this situation. when you have a quarterback making a lot of money, which you really want, right? You want the franchise quarterback. As much as you hate to pay him $40 million a year or $35 million a year and take that money up against the cap, you want that situation because you need your franchise quarterback, and franchise quarterbacks make a lot of money. But here's the deal, BJ. If you have the franchise quarterback making a lot of money, the only way for your organization to be healthy and successful and to win is you must draft well. You must draft well, because those are the guys that are playing on the cheap, right? Those are the guys that aren't taking a lot of money. Go back over the last 8 years and look at the first guy picked, whenever that was, the first guy that this team picked in every draft. The first guy they pick in the second round or the first round when they're trading around. So that guy has got to be a solid contributor. And they are literally like 1 for 8 in their last 8 first picks. That's the reason we're here. The reason that he doesn't have a good offensive line, the reason that you are frustrated like you are with the defense, is because they keep drafting guys that either don't play, they get hurt. When they do play, they're not very good. They get on ATVs and they get in accidents and go somewhere else. They have concussions the first week of the season and they disappear for the next 6 weeks like this Eskridge guy. They trade out of the pick. Then go back to the Jamal Adams. The Jamal Adams trade. Now they don't have those picks to screw up. And they don't even have the picks to screw up. The issue.
That's a good point. Like, what does it even matter?
That's why we're here. That's why we're here. We are here because the Seahawks have done a crap job in drafting and adding young talent, young cheap talent, to this team around Russell Wilson the last several years of the NFL draft. That's
let me throw this at you, Mitch, because this was talked about last night during Tyler Lockett's press conference, which was amazing, because Tyler said, he said, we are studying film, and teams are not doing what they're doing on film. They're playing completely different against us. And Tyler said this has been a thing that he's noticed over the last few weeks. And then when that, right after that was done, the Fox 13 crew, you got Jordan Babineau, Dave Wyman, and Aaron Levine are all saying, so does that mean they know what the Seahawks are doing? The Seahawks are very predictable, so they just basically do a special. They know exactly what to do against the Seahawks. It's not that difficult to plan against the Hawks. That's what they were wondering. What does, is that what that means? Is that the Seahawks are so predictable and so really unscary that these teams just play a different game against us because they know exactly what to do against us, and they don't do anything that they do that they show on film, which means it's almost impossible to prepare for a team coming in because they're not going to play the way the film shows them to play because we're as bad as we are. That was an interesting comment by Tyler Lockett, saying it's like teams are not playing the way they're playing on film, and what does that mean?
You know, I think, I'm sure there's a lot of credibility and a lot of truth to what Tyler says. I think on some level, it's a little bit of paralysis by analysis. I think when you take a step back and you look at the, I'm assuming we're talking about the Seahawks offense because Tyler Lockett's a wide receiver and them being so predictable. I mean, think about it for just a second. They've got a lousy offensive line. We know that. They've got a quarterback who, for whatever reason, is limited right now. He's not the old Russell Wilson. He's just a right now, Russell Wilson is a run-of-the-mill quarterback until he brushes the rust off and gets the finger to 100%. So they've got a run-of-the-mill quarterback at the moment. They've got a lousy offensive line. That's drafting right there. That's drafting. And they've got their top running back out. Right?
Yeah.
So that, what are they left with? They're left with two pretty talented receivers. Metcalf, very, very talented. And Tyler Lockett, very talented. A couple of good tight ends. They've got some tight ends. But they are severely limited. They're playing with one hand behind their back. So, yeah, do other teams know what they're going to do? Do other teams, is it easy to prepare for the Seahawks offense right now? Yeah, I would like to be a defensive coordinator in the NFL that gets to prepare for a run-of-the-mill quarterback, a lousy offensive line, and a third or second string running back. I think you could be a defensive coordinator in the NFL, BJ.
I'm ready.
Preparing for something like that. So I think, is there some truth to what Tyler Lockett said? I'm sure. But at the end of the day, they're just so limited right now. They don't do anything very well, BJ. They just don't do anything very well.
So we punt well.
Our punting game is pretty
good. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do punt well. Punting is awesome.
I wish we didn't punt as much.
But when we do, it's fantastic.
When we do punt, we punt well.
Well, look, man, there's still 7 games left. Yes, there is a chance, but so much has to happen. So much has to happen. And the sad thing is that it's the Minnesota and the New Orleanses of the world that even if we do really, really well, they beat us, both of them beat us, and currently they're both in the last two out of the three spots of the wild card. So it's just like, you know, and I can't see us ever catching the Rams. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let's start by winning Louisville. How about the Huskies? Now, I know that the Kraken won last night, but we just start with a Husky, Seahawk, or Kraken win? Just to win, let's win a game in Louisville.
Something.
How about that?
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So Mitch Unfiltered, episode 167, is available right now wherever you get podcasts. Also at MitchUnfiltered.com. We will talk to you next Tuesday since we have a Monday night game.
And, Real quickly, I want to say something to you guys. You guys are jokesters. We have a lot of fun. It's Thanksgiving week this weekend.
Yes, this week.
And I want you guys to know, I think I've told you this many times in the past. I want you to tell you again. You guys took a chance on me a couple years ago. You've given me an opportunity. I am really, really grateful to be on with you guys on Mondays and whenever you want me and so forth. Just thank you. Thank you to you and your entire staff for welcoming me back to Seattle Radio. It's great. It's great to be with you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, you're right. This is the week of, you know, hey, what am I grateful for? Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Thanks, man. You know what, dude? We're glad to do it. I feel about you, and I again will say it amazes me I know it's by choice, but still, I think if I were a company, I'd still try to pull you back on the radio, even though you're doing a great job doing what you want to do.
That's not why I brought this up.
Well, I'm thankful that you called me Migsy because it makes me think I'm in a hockey locker room again. So I always appreciate when you say that.
Yeah, I know that's not why you brought it up, Mitch, but I mean, it's easy to offer you this, you know, to be this magnanimous because you're a great talent and you add to our show because, well, you're great at what you do. I mean, I think I know what I'm talking about, but everybody knows I don't. So it's a good thing that we have you. So our pleasure to have you on, Mitch. Have a great holiday. And we'll talk about that Washington football team
next Tuesday. Yeah. Next Tuesday. Thank you, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thank you.
Yeah. You too,
Happy
my man.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. MitchUnfiltered.com. That's where you want to go. Get the latest podcast, and you can be miserable listening to all the reasons why it is the way it is. We got a couple that got married over Zoom despite never meeting in real life. And you're going to hear from the bride at 7:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.